20th Century Fox is on the air. The maker of the screen's most memorable musical comedies presents a radio preview of its newest tuneful triumph, orchestra-wise. The merry, mirthful motion picture starring George Montgomery, Hollywood's fastest rising star, and Rutherford, one of filmdom's loveliest young actresses. And America's number one dance orchestra, today's most popular radio and recording sensation, Glenn Miller and his band. With a great supporting cast headed by Lynn Barry, Carol Landis, Cesar Romero, Virginia Gilmore, Mary Beth Hughes, and the Nicholas Brothers. Let's step into a recording studio as the picture opens, and Glenn Miller and his band play one of the Gordon and Warren song hits, People Like You and Me, with vocals by Marion Hutton and the Modern Air. Tour of the country. And take it from us, a tour by an orchestra complete with wives is a very hectic, exciting adventure. At a one-night stand in a Midwest town, the orchestra is resting between numbers at a jitterbug-packed pavilion. The only two unmarried members of the band, Bill and St. John, played by George Montgomery and Cesar Romero, are having a cigarette when they catch sight of Ann Rutherford, who plays Connie, the cutest little hepcat that ever stepped off a dance floor.
I say, Professor, you've hunted in all parts of the country. What kind of quail is that there? Over there by the tree.
That is rather unusual, Doctor. You know, that kind of game is not typical of this section.
Well, what would you say it was, Professor? A red-billed roadrunner?
No, Doctor. Why, I could say with perfect confidence that it's a black-topped cinch. Pardon me, have you got a match?
No, I'm sorry. Well, you're in the band, aren't you? You're Bill Evers.
You don't know me, do you?
Oh, yes. Oh, I mean, no. Oh, but I've heard you a million times.
Well, if I'd known you were listening, I would have played sweeter.
Oh, that wouldn't be possible.
Anyone can see you have an ear for music. Shouldn't we talk this over?
While they're talking it over, let's listen to Lynn Barry, who plays Janie, the sultry songstress, sing with Ray Everly, while Glenn Miller plays At Last.
At last, my love has come along. A dream that I can speak to, a dream. never know. You smiled, and then the spell was cast.
Bill and Connie kiss, strictly in passing. And when the smoke clears, they're knee-deep in orange blossoms. Happy and excited, they are elopement bound. On their way, they bump into Cesar Romero.
Well, well, Professor, I find you engrossed in your experiments as usual.
Well, Doctor, we're going to get married.
Yeah. When?
Right now.
Where?
Indiana.
All right, I'll come right out with you.
Why? Why, you know it. How would you like to be best man?
I'd like it very much. But I must say, Professor, this is the first time I ever saw the bird bring the hunter home.
The marriage is quite a shock to everyone, especially to Janie, who was quite romantically interested in Bill. Her emotions are well expressed in the great new torch song, Serenade in Blue.
When I hear that serenade in blue, another world alone with you, sharing all the joys we used to know many moons ago. One quirk in your face comes back to me, just like the theme of some forgotten.
Lays plans to get Bill back. But her secret leaks out when Carol Landis and some other orchestra wives are playing bridge with Connie.
You want to be sure of your family marriage or musician, you have to sing her the bird. Watch him day and night.
That doesn't do Janie any good. She hasn't any husband to watch.
Yeah, there's no one to watch Janie with her husband.
Well, Janie's such a nice girl.
My, isn't it no courage the way you and your rival are such pals?
I don't know what you mean, Ellen.
Oh, dear, I thought you knew.
Of course, Ben. Knew what?
Well, naturally, I thought when Bill married you, he'd tell you about Janie.
That's the scene that leads to some amazing and hilarious complications. But now let's listen to a Gordon and Warren number that's destined to be a worthy successor to their Chattanooga Choo Choo, one of last season's outstanding hits. The number is I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. Glenn Miller and his band play, Tex and the Modern Air sing.
Hi there, Tex, how's your new long man? The one you met at the campus dance.
Wait until you see her, you'll agree. My hometown gal, the only one for me. C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't want to boast, but I know she's a toast
of Kalamazoo.
Years have gone by.
My mama, she's
good. I like her looks when I carry her books
in Kalamazoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a ride,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hi, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay in L.A., L.A., C.O. Oh, what a girl, a real
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm gonna miss you, get to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
Orchestra Wise is a joyous journey down Melody Lane. It's gay, romantic, fun-filled entertainment, told to the tune of four great new song hits, played by the nation's top orchestra, Glenn Miller and his band. The superb cast includes George Montgomery, Ann Rutherford, Lynn Barry, Carol Landis, Cesar Romero, dance team sensation, the Nicholas Brothers, and hundreds of others. We're sure you'll agree with the jitterbugs that Orchestra Wise is a picture that's out of this world.